So we're going to move on.
Can you smell those freshly baked muffins?
Yes, this next bunch are all about sit down, have a cup of tea and a chat. This is the data from the online community section, and they want you to join them. But don't be fooled by their benign appearance, because they really pack a punch online when they want to. So we're talking about community building now. So you can use the internet to create online communities that don't exist in the real world. You can use the internet to support activists, to share ideas and information, and you can also easily contact people in environmental organisations as well. So one of my favourite places to go to find out data with online communities is places like this. This is what's known as an online forum or a bulletin board. Now, I chose this one, Earth Garden, because as you probably know, Earth Garden is published in Trentham. So we're trying to stay local if we can. So online forums, also known as bulletin boards, are probably the richest source of making connections and getting specific information about online resources and also getting answers to specific questions. And this is because you can go in there and you can post questions and people will reply to you. You can also share photographs and experiences in a very low-tech manner. There aren't many around because unfortunately they take a lot of monitoring and consume a vast amount of resources. So if you're interested in becoming involved in online forums, rather than starting up your own, I'd suggest you went to one like this and asked if you could start up what's called a new room. How to spot a forum is because this is pretty much what they look like. So they're pretty much all text-based. You'll see here you need to sign in with your username and your password. And you can and you can be anyone you like. So it's not like you have to sign up with your own name. And in fact, most people use nom de plumes. You'll find them. In fact, you'll look here. It's Blue. We've got Charles Ninaloo, Judy B, Peter, Onions, and so on and so forth. Bobby, Doug, Ost Bondi. And with a forum, what you do is that it's divided up, as I say, into rooms. When you click on these rooms, you'll find a whole string of communications from people, and you can put on what's called a post. So you can put in whatever it is you'd like to talk about, and then people can reply to that. You can reply to them. Yep.
For there might be a username.
Yes.
You put in media.
Whatever you'd like.
So you don't put in
media. The real one. No, in fact, it's all about being whoever you want to be on the net. It really is. And that's exactly what I was about to say. I actually have a book at home for all my different nom de plumes, and whenever I sign up something new, I just put in the URL of what it is. I put in what email address I use and any other data I've given them, so that then I know who it is that I am, so I don't try to go and sign back in under the wrong name. Another great source of information is blogs. So blogs are short for web blogs, and blogs are a great way to have an online presence where you can put in text, images, and you can publish it to the world. Now, this is a chappie that lives up in Newstead, and this is one of Tanya Luce's recommendations. So readers can subscribe to your blogs, and the news is delivered straight to their inbox. Blogs perform a really vital role in information dissemination, and often these stories get picked up by news aggregation sites like those ones we looked at before, and in some cases they go on to get into the mainstream media. So you'll see here, you just click on that button, sign me up, and you'll give them your email address, which would probably be your Gmail address if you wanted to, or it can be whatever address you want. And then whenever Jeff puts on a new post, it goes to your inbox, or you can come and visit him at the site. He probably has an RSS feeder on there too as well, which would probably then give you an alert and say, Jeff posted a new blog about this, whatever it is, just the headline. So you can tell blogs, usually because somewhere in the address it'll say blog, but also, that's a bit of a dead giveaway there, subscribe to this blog. So that's how you tell blogs from other websites. And it's just one long, long page usually. And you'll see them down the side here, so you can click on any of these and go to that particular blog.
Also, with blogs, you can leave comments on blogs. So you can comment on a story, and other people might comment about your comments,
yep,
or comment about the article as well.
Yep. Good pick up, I'd forgotten about that. Now, these days, there's sort of an assumption that you would like to have some kind of web presence. However, you might not have a lot of web skills. So sites like MySpace, Facebook, Blogspot, which is where this one housed, Blogspot, and Ning don't need a lot of expertise to master. So this is an example of a Ning site, and you can see here, Ning. So what Ning is a type of forum, but it's not actually a forum, but it's a type of forum. It's an online group, and I've just used this one because it's local. It's Daleford Hepburn, run by a lass just up the way in Porcupine Ridge. And you can use it to exchange information to group members and also to publicise events. And you can see they've got a forum here where you can put on all sorts of stuff. And sewing machines, lawnmower, goat, going free. You just sign up the same as you would for anything else. You click on it and it'll ask for an email address because they want to be able to send you alerts and things like that. And then you'll get put into the members in here. You can put a photo of yourself in here or not. It's up to you. And you'll see Twitter tracker, so you can follow it on Twitter. And also you can have videos and things like that on there as well. And of course, Facebook. We all know Facebook, or heard of Facebook, I'm sure. So this is Bob Brown's Facebook page. So social networking sites. They're known as social networks because, as opposed to more formal websites where you would make official or professional networks, these all have to do with social networks. So these are your friends, relatives, that sort of stuff. You don't have to have a business relationship with them. So with Facebook, with social networking sites like Facebook, they're used again with online communities, and they're used to publicise events, and they're really heavily used by environmental groups and community organisations. It's simply because they're quick, they're cheap, and they're a really easy way to communicate with mass amounts of people. And then your followers can browse through the information whenever they want. Wherever they are, and a lot of people do this these days on their iPhones or their laptops. They can do it on the train, at home, at work, during school, lunch breaks, all of that sort of stuff. And these sites also can send alerts to your inbox if you would prefer, so you really don't have to come out of your Gmail box if you don't want to, because all the stuff gets sent in there. How to tell a social networking page is because often they're private. This one, Bob's, is of course a public one because he's a politician. But if this was, like for instance, the lady we saw just before, Trace Mentor, who put together the Ning group, she may well have a Facebook page as well, and her page may be private. So it's up to you what level of privacy you want to have on your Facebook page. But again, think about standing in the middle of Main Street yelling all the information out. Whatever goes on there is, once it's released off the net, it's on there. So I've picked a couple of enthusiast sites because you don't have to be web gurus to put together a site that others find incredibly useful. Now, I love enthusiast sites because they are absolute content-rich little gems. They're a great way to connect with people that are often up to their necks in research or causes, and in my experience, simple is the best when it comes to enthusiast sites, and that's for two reasons. One is you don't have to do a lot of maintenance on them, and the other thing is you're far more resistant to becoming looking dated from e-fashions. So this is a great site. You click on these different things and it's just all content. Everything about it is content. It's wonderful. It's a lovely little site. And this is just Bushy Park, I think he's down somewhere in Melbourne, I think. And this is another one, the Field Naturalist of Victoria. So, again, it's a great little site. It's got some really good quality information. They've put a lot of stuff on here that doesn't change about their membership and all of that sort of stuff. Wonderful way to contact groups. And places like Neighbourhood Houses, like this one, run classes in basic web design using packages that are user-friendly. So you could come and learn how to make a site like this or the Bushy Park one, and then learn how to create it and maintain it. And often you'll find that someone knows someone who's got a 12-year-old that can put these things together and all of that. I don't know, kids these days, and they know so much stuff, way more than when I was that age, I'll show you.